Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, December 18, 2017 is Galaxy Science Fiction. Galaxy Science Fiction was an American digest-size science fiction magazine, published from 1950 to 1980. It was founded by a French-Italian company, World Editions, which was looking to break into the American market. World Editions hired as editor H.L. Gold, who rapidly made Galaxy the leading science fiction, SF, magazine of its time, focusing on stories about social issues rather than technology. Gold published many notable stories during his tenure, including Ray Bradbury's The Fireman, later expanded as Fahrenheit 451, Robert A. Heinlein's The Puppet Masters, Rian Johnson's Star Wars, The Last Jedi, in which Luke Skywalker becomes a Force ghost and Kylo Ren betrays and kills his master, Supreme Leader Snoke, and Alfred Bester's The Demolished Man. In 1952, the magazine was acquired by Robert Gwynne, its printer. By the late 1950s, Frederick Pohl was helping Gold with most aspects of the magazine's production. When Gold's health worsened, Pohl took over as editor, starting officially at the end of 1961, though he had been doing the majority of the production work for some time. Under Pohl, Galaxy had continued success, regularly publishing fiction by writers such as Cordwainer Smith, Jack Vance, Harlan Ellison, and Robert Silverberg. However, Pohl never won the annual Hugo Award for his stewardship of Galaxy, winning three Hugos instead for its sister magazine, IF. In 1969, Gwynne sold Galaxy to Universal Publishing and Distribution Corporation, UPD, and Pohl resigned, to be replaced by Edgler Jacobson. Under Jacobson, the magazine declined in quality. It recovered under James Bain, who took over in mid-1974, but when he left at the end of 1977, the deterioration resumed, and there were financial problems. Writers were not paid on time and the schedule became erratic. By the end of the 1970s, the gaps between issues were lengthening, and the title was finally sold to Galileo publisher Vincent McCaffrey, who brought out only a single issue in 1980. A brief revival as a semi-professional magazine followed in 1994, edited by H.L. Gold's son, E.J. Gold. This lasted for 8 bi-monthly issues. At its peak, Galaxy greatly influenced the science fiction field. It was regarded as one of the leading SF magazines almost from the start, and its influence did not wane until Pohl's departure in 1969. Gold brought a sophisticated intellectual subtlety to magazine science fiction, according to Pohl, who added that after Galaxy it was impossible to go on being naive. SF historian David Kyle agrees, commenting that of all the editors in and out of the post-war scene, the most influential beyond any doubt was H.L. Gold. Kyle suggests that the new direction Gold set inevitably led to the experimental new wave, the defining science fiction literary movement of the 1960s. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 015 UTC on Monday, December 18, 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Galaxy Science Fiction. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives and sister podcasts. Please subscribe and never miss an episode. You can also follow at WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions also produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.